Halloween can save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to robbie@mightyhouse.net or call into the show at 877-711-5611. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to Mighty House.
All right. I'm Ron Cowgill. The Mighty House team is back. Join us on Facebook Live right now, brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at mightyhouse.net, tunein.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at mightyhouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on homeimprovementusa.com. Find links to all of them at mightyhouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at mightyhouse.net and on our Mighty House YouTube channel. And you can follow us on Facebook. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And our Twitter handle is @MightyHouse. Are you looking for a luxury kitchen at an affordable price? Don't go any further than alinecabinets.com. That's A-L-I-N-E, cabinets.com. And if you want to give us a call, we got a new number for you. Toll free, 877 711-5611. Sherry's picking up the bill on that toll-free number, I heard, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Sherry is, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do the clutter clarity thing. Now, what'd you call it, Rich, when the anti-Robbie's here?
Collector's Corner.
Collector's Corner. That's what we're calling it now. So yes. It's a collector's corner.
Robbie throws everything away and Sherry collects it.
Yeah.
Is that how it works?
Sadly.
And you have show and tell, too, right?
I do have show and tell.
Okay, so we're going to do a double whammy thing because Sherry's is sitting in for Robbie. And we were going to do a show and tell thing for Crawford Supply.
Yeah.
Who's a plumbing supply house. Mm-hmm. That's where you work.
Right.
So we're going to kind of just, like, join these two segments together now.
We'll marry them together.
Excellent. Okay, so in order to get that started, oh, wait, I've got to turn off this Facebook thing. It's going to take a second. Talks amongst yourself. What's up with the hat change?
I think all the old people are starting to get up now because my bandwidth seems like it's dropping off. I get like a little buzz here and there.
Oh, yeah.
No. It's kind of funny.
Okay. Yeah. So what is up with the hat change? Who do we have? Who are we sponsoring now? This hour is sponsored. Stop. This hour's Rich's hat sponsor is now brought to you this hour by...
By OSI, Ohio Sealant Inc.
Ohio what?
Sealant Inc.
Oh, Sealant Inc.
Yeah. OSI.
Some of the best caulk you can buy.
It's caulking.
Gotcha.
It's okay. Caulk.
Okay, so now I think I'm ready for this. Let's get this clutter clarity thing happening. You have a disarrangement disorder? Can't seem to get that jumbled hodgepodge pile of chaos in place? Maybe it's time for a little disposal, a little cleanup, a little eradication, evacuation, liquidation, and purgification. Here's Anti-Robbie with a tip on how to put some neatness into your disorder. This is Clutter Clarity on Mighty House.
Disorder into your neatness.
Yes. Lord help me. Okay, Rich, sing.
Only you can save me now from this misery. And I've been lost in my own place, and I'm getting weary. How far is heaven? And I know that I need to change my ways of living. How far is heaven? Lord, can you tell me?
All right, there you go.
Woo! Love that song.
Excellent.
Hey, guys.
What do you got for us, Anti-Robbie?
Do you know what today
is?
What
today is? Saturday, yes. The 20th of January.
It is National Thomas Crapper Day.
Yeah!
National Thomas Crapper Day, yes. Now... I actually had to check it out on Snopes because...
In what country?
Well, here.
England. Was Johnny Crapper was from England, right?
Yes. He was English.
He was British, yes. But and I actually do on Snopes.com, just to find out more information. And Snopes is saying, yeah, he didn't actually invent the toilet. That's the myth.
Right.
That this day supports is right. that mm-hmm. Thomas Crapper is the guy who invented the toilet.
Correct.
And he did have like four or five different patents, but one of them was not for the toilet.
A sheet rot bucket?
Yeah.
That's
5 gallon.
5 gallon bucket says sheetrock on the side.
Uh-huh.
He invented that. Okay, good. Yeah. Good to know.
Yeah, yeah. So in celebration of Thomas Crapper Day, we're going to be talking about toilet stuff today.
Excellent.
Yes.
So, toilet talk.
Toilet talk with Sherry.
Okay.
So I don't know about you guys, but like the holidays like had me really busy.
Yeah.
And I didn't have enough time to read the multitude of magazines that kept coming into my house.
Right.
And so you kind of like stack them up in the place where you're going to read them.
Right. Oh, they go to the library.
They go to the library.
Right.
And the library has got a big stack of magazines next to that library chair.
Right.
And so, I like to go through the magazines and I'm looking at what are the new gadgets. What are the new colors? What's the 2018 color of the year?
Uh-huh.
All of those.
Another shade of gray?
No, not this time. It's purple.
It's actually not gray this year.
It's a purple.
It's purple, yeah. Isn't it?
It is. It's very pretty purple.
I read that.
See? Probably in your library.
Ah!
There's recipes. No. Like, there's always recipes and stuff. So I decided that, you know, each time I went in to sit down in the library, I would grab one magazine and flip through it real quick and then throw it away.
Okay.
No, not throw away. Recycle it.
Yes, yes. There you
go. So, right. So I've got a little bin next on the other side.
You got your recycle bin there.
Yes, recycle bin right there. And then I take it right out to the big recycle bin out that I can put out on the curb.
Okay.
So here's the thing is like, you know, I love magazines. As you know, I used to own one.
Right.
And I think magazines are awesome. But now we have this little mini computer that we can take in. Because laptops, even though they were called laptops, they were still kind of too big to take into the library with you and put on your lap. But your phone, you have right there.
Yep.
And you can Pinterest things and house things and Mighty House home improvement show things so that you can learn everything that you want to know. You could Google that stuff.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So
we
just need to quickly recycle those magazines and get them out of the house.
Okay.
And that's, you know, one room at a time.
One room at a time.
One room at a time. That's all I got. And believe me, it's painful because I, like I said, I have a really soft spot for magazines.
Right.
But they're going out.
They're going out. Okay.
Out. Yes. So tying this clutter clarity moment.
So recycle your magazines, get them out of the house.
Get them out of the house.
Okay.
Right. Because you can find that information on your phone.
Yeah.
So, you know, if your phone gets hacked, there are simple ways to turn your camera on your phone so that you can be seen and not know it.
Really?
So,
I didn't know that.
Taking your phone into the library with you may not always be the best idea.
Well, just be careful where you're pointed.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Just saying.
But you can't turn on my camera, right? On my phone?
No, I'm not smart enough. But that same guy who sends out the emails and stuff that Steve was talking about.
You know what? If he wants to watch me while, you know, I'm looking at my magazines in the library, then he's got more serious problems than clutter.
Right. Looking at your bathroom ceiling.
Yeah. Up my nose.
Right. Excellent.
All right.
So, what's your show and tell? We got two minutes.
Show and tell. All right. So it's right over here.
Okay. She's going to bring it into the picture frame here. There it comes. Ooh, nice seat you got there.
It's a seat.
This is going
to make a new library seat.
This is going to make going through those magazines so much easier and more fun because this
is
a bidet seat. Yes, it's heated. It has wash functions. So if you're going to be remodeling your bathroom, you want to put one of these in.
Oh,
you do need.
Clothes.
You have to plug it in though. It does have a remote. Well, there's all.
So if you have an extension cord, you just run it up there and plug it in next to the vanity.
No, you hire an electrician to come in and put in 120 volt down there.
120 volts down there?
Yeah, 120 volts down there. It's got to be GFI.
Oh, okay.
By the water, right?
Yeah, right.
But there's some of them have remotes. Some of them have heated seats. Some of them just have the little bidet wand that comes out and sprays, and you can decide if you want to go forward or backward.
Is that a Kohler?
This one is a Kohler. Yeah, Kohler.
Lift the seat up. Okay.
Because I know Toto makes a ton of them too now.
They
so
do.
They got some,
yeah.
a crazy line mm-hmm. of them.
Okay. So and then that's soft close now too.
Oh
see?
Yes, it is. So, so it won't slam his fingers.
You don't slam.
Right away. Yeah.
So you like that, Johnny? Yeah, Johnny's digging it. He's digging it.
It's awesome. See, and the list pricing on the Kohler bidet seats go anywhere from like $399 up. Oh. You can buy a $7,500 toilet if you'd like.
I'm gonna yes. I'm gonna hold this
the Toto with the remote and the house control from your toilet.
Okay. Right, right.
Stay tuned on Facebook Live because we're going to show you more about this thing during the break.
Mm-hmm.
See, there's an advantage to being on Facebook Live and watching us there, too. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more right after this. You're listening to
Mighty House.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House will return.
Here I come to save the day.
Here they come to save the day.
This is Mighty House.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and preview shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 877-711-85611, that's 877-711-5611, we'll answer all your questions and get you pointed in the right direction. Now, okay, during the break there, we were talking about this toilet seat. Sherry's in from Crawford Supply, sitting in for Robbie. So we've got the anti-Robbie in here. And on this toilet, the seat, this is no average toilet seat. If you were joining us on Facebook Live, you got to see this thing. You do need an outlet. Now, the water line would just hook up to the existing water line that's underneath
right,
there. You don't
right.
need a special water line
you,
for that.
Do you put a T on there?
You must.
Yeah.
Okay, but now let me back you up. You said that that one has a temperature control for the water, which means you
yes.
have to have a hot and a cold connection.
No, it heats the water.
It heats it in the back of the seat.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Right here, in the back of the seat, there's,
yeah.
there's all the controls.
There's a little reservoir there, yeah, and it
heats
the water.
So you... Johnny's digging this seat. He's not gonna. You're not getting out of here.
I'm telling Sherry. You know, if you have a remote, like I bought a car and I didn't care anything about, you know, a heat seater and a remote start because I'd never had one. So what do I
Who
need it now
it?
For? But the car I got has it, and now I must have. I must have heated seats and I must have remote start on the car. And you will once you have a toilet seat like this. Every other toilet seat is just going to pale by comparison.
Yeah. So this has a front wash, a rear wash, and it has a wand if you want to put it in
yes.
a special spot.
Right.
It will dry you with
yes.
warm air.
Nice warm air come out and dry you.
And then you've got a seat temperature, a water temperature, and then, of course, pulsating water or oscillating water spray.
Mm-hmm.
So, Ron, if you had that in your house, you'd probably have to get up a half hour earlier in the day just to go through the process of...
Yes.
Of cleaning.
But
sitting in the
be,
library.
But he'll
yeah.
be able to get all of his old magazines out of there, you know, in one sitting.
Yeah, this yeah. is very cool. There,
yeah,
here
awesome.
You go. All right.
I like how the back is raised, so it's like, a, you know, an old muscle car. So it's like
yeah.
a muscle car seat.
yeah,
it's a muscle car
it's
seat.
Like, it's like racing. It's like a racing seat. It wraps around
yes.
you and holds on. So, you know, so you can really get into it.
That's, yeah,
so, okay. And that it, during the break, I think we talked about that. Johnny asked how much because he wants one.
Yeah, they start at list price $399. That one doesn't have the heated seat, and go up to just under $2,000 just for the seat. You can also buy a whole toilet
that does all this.
That does all of this. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if Kohler does, but I know Toto has one with a motion sensor. So when you start walking into the bathroom,
yes.
particularly at night, it'll turn on a blue light so that
yes.
you can find your way,
yes.
and the lid will automatically open.
That yes, and, Kohler, you know, has some, that too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's some crazy stuff.
Yeah,
they got music. They got little misters that'll blow a little air
yes.
freshener out.
Yes.
I mean, it's crazy what they've taken a toilet to.
Yes. Yeah, they have night lights. They yeah. All of that.
And
it's
this is
amazing.
This is like huge in Japan, right?
Right.
That's where all this is, has
right,
evolved
where it started.
From.
Mm-hmm.
It's all the Japanese love this stuff. And,
yeah.
And so and now it's coming over here, too.
I know. I need one in my powder room.
And we install quite a few of them. It's pretty funny. We do it quite a bit. So,
well, this one that I brought, the list price is $8.99.
Okay.
But you know, if you're going through your contract or you come into Crawford and you know, mention that you heard it about it here, we can make a deal for you.
Just say Sherry sent me from Mighty House. Sherry sent me, or Mighty House sent me, and then they'll get you hooked up.
Yeah.
Give you
a
special deal. Johnny's already in line. I don't think Johnny said that Sherry's not making it out of here.
Yeah, that, I'm gonna have to
well, Sherry can go, but yeah, you can go, but the seat's got to stay.
The box has got to stay. Anything that comes into the studio has to stay in the studio. People can leave, though. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's very
so
nice.
Here's one I got to throw at you. So, you know, a couple weeks ago, I was at the International Builders Show.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, Kohler has their massive booth and Moen and everybody. And there was a guy there, and, of course, I don't remember his name, but he patented a new faucet for your bathroom.
What?
Now, it comes in a number of different styles. What his big patent is on the very top of the faucet, there's a little tiny lever, so it works like a drinking fountain. He said he got tired of brushing his teeth and using his hand to rinse and all that.
Yeah.
So you just turn the lever, it comes up like a drinking fountain, so you can get rinsed out, and then you turn it off.
Oh, jeez.
Now, there's something so stupid. The thing is, it looks a little weird, so it's not real decorative.
Right.
And the other concern I had is that when you're doing that, all that water goes back on the top of the faucet, so that might become a cleaning issue.
Right.
But it's still funny how somebody thinks of something, and he's actually... Not only did he get the patent, but he has these things made in China, you know, and brought, you know, shipped back here, and he's trying to sell them. But I don't think he's in any of the box stores or Crawford yet. You know,
yeah.
Moen hasn't bought it off of him, you know. But it was just kind of a weird thing. Like, it doesn't look right, but hell, that's a good idea.
That's pretty cool. That's cool. So what are some of the other things that seem to be new that is coming out in the plumbing industry?
Something that is really cool and offers you the ability to update your shower and bath is, Kohler has one that's called the Hydro Rail. And so you've got your shower head and a handheld that are attached to the rail, and then there's a diverter on the shower head.
Okay.
So you don't have to change any of the valves in the wall. You can just put this on, and now it looks like the new European-looking exposed...
So it hooks up to the shower arm that's already coming out.
Right. And you're going to attach the shower head to the shower head portion, and then the valve goes, you know, the trim goes down there, but it's all in one piece, so it just has a new sleeker look.
Okay. Yeah, because otherwise, to do multiples, we have your main shower valve, and then you have diverter valves.
Right.
And the problem with that is, depending on how many items you have, you end up with all this wall clutter
in your shower. Right, lots of different handles
and
stuff.
And it just looks terrible.
But this allows
and we've talked about it before. In the past, I use Kohler DTV Plus systems in all of our high-end master showers, and that's a computer-controlled shower experience where you only have a little keypad, touchpad,
looks like
at the
phone.
Entrance to your shower.
Looks like your cell phone.
Oh, yeah, and I mean, we run 12 different items in your shower, and you can set it up for 6 different people.
Right, I was going to say it has things. Memory, so, like, if you have, I like mine at 102 degrees, and you like yours at 98, you know? Yeah.
Wow.
But we do, like, if you have 6 body sprays, you can set it up to go up and down, left and right, you know, rain heads. It's crazy, but the nice thing is you don't have any wall clutter, and you'd be surprised how affordable that is. I mean, they run...
It's
with the controller, the valve bodies, and that, you're looking in the area of $2,000.
Yeah, it's
maybe
actually
a little more.
More economical to do the DTV than it is to do the traditional trim.
With valves. All those valves and trims, it comes out where it's not that much more.
Or Sherry's saying less expensive.
Yeah, in some cases it was less expensive. Yeah, because we checked it out.
Then Kohler went to, they got speakers that match the water tile. So if you have the square body sprays, you've got 2 up in the ceiling. They have a rain head that has chromotherapy, so they have this big old square rain head, but it's got lighting in it, and you can control the lighting. You can control the Kohler steamer. So I mean, it's amazing what you can do with this thing.
Yeah.
It's, you know, so we love them, and it just looks so nice in the showers.
It's very clean.
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess I got work to do.
You do.
Wow. I mean, I just have like a handle. You turn it on, and like
I
water
know.
Comes out the shower.
And you probably don't even have the shower or the hand shower. And that's the great thing about this exposed. You know, the what I'm talking about, the Hydro Rail, is that you can have a hand shower now, and you're not adding extra valves in the wall.
Right.
There's just a little diverter up in the shower head.
Yep.
Yeah, on the, and it goes on the existing shower arm that's coming
right.
out.
Mm-hmm.
But the other good thing about that is if the shower head is kind of short, where it hits you in the face, where the shower head's hitting you in the face because you're tall, you can put those rails up then
right.
and hook that up, and now you can raise that shower head
slide
up.
It up. Mm-hmm.
And you can slide it up so that way you're not bending over when you're
trying hate to that.
Rinse yes, your rinsing hair. Your skull.
Yes.
Yeah.
Some of us rinse our skull.
I wash my hair. He rinses his skull.
Yeah, exactly.
That's just mean.
Hey, sometimes the truth hurts, brother. That's just the way it is. Sometimes the truth hurts. What else you got? There's got to be some other cool things that are coming out. What about the kitchen? Anything fun in the kitchen?
I'll start you off on one. Have you seen the galley kitchen sinks yet?
Galley kitchen sinks?
You mean the ones that have all the different accoutrements that, you know,
you
with the...
You got it. That is going to be the new hot
yeah,
thing
it is.
If you got the space.
Yeah. Well, it allows people to have a single bowl sink, and then you've got cutting boards, and you've got drainers and strainers and all different compartments that, you know, maybe you're rinsing off vegetables, and you want to put those in this little container here. And they just kind of stack on top of each other, and there's little rails along the side of the sinks.
Mm-hmm. So they sit in the...
So you could have, you know, a strainer on a drainer on the bottom.
Right.
And then another one that's mid-level so that you can, you know, drain your glasses as you're washing things.
So like a car lift, you have the slider to drain the oil on the slider on
Correct.
The car lift.
Exactly.
So you can just like slide the oil and then you drain the oil and you come back, grab the trans oil and then the rear oil and it's all just...
Yes.
So it's the same thing in your sink. You just slide that across.
Right.
Well, and they make sinks up to 6 feet wide.
What?
Yes, yeah, so you could literally have two faucets,
and
their displays, two faucets, two, you know, pull-down sprays, but you have these cutting boards, these things, you can just slide them back and forth, and they have covers that, you know, make it somewhat disappear.
That's a bathtub. That's not a kitchen sink.
But you know what? When you have an island, a kitchen island, you can put your sink in the island then, and then you're using these different accessories, and now you can actually have an entire island, you know, flat surface for serving while your sink is still there.
Oh, because it's just underneath.
Yeah, it's underneath everything, but now you've got extra,
counter space. Mm-hmm.
And then if you want if you're into doing granite tops and stuff, there's another company, they call them Top Zero.
Okay.
Those sinks, they're an undermount sink with a special rim on them, and they get cut right into the bottom of the stone. So where the stone, the granite is, it goes right to stainless in like a tiny, tiny millimeter.
Wow.
So you don't have that ugly inch and a quarter stone with the caulk joint. Mm. These things look like they're built into the bottom of the stone. So you have to Google that one. Look at that one. It's called Top Zero.
Those
are very cool. We used a couple of them already.
Have to check it out.
All right, cool. All right, so there's a couple of plumbing things that are going on or new stuff that's around. And again, Sherry is from Crawford Supply. Give us a couple of locations there, Sherry.
Itasca on Rowling Road. We've got Mokina down south, Morton Grove up north, and in the city, 3900 North Lincoln Avenue.
Do they all have showrooms there?
They all have beautiful showrooms. You can see all of these products, touch them, feel them, look at them, ask questions, compare one to another, and decide which one you want.
How do you like that?
The best way to do it.
And we have designers on hand that'll help you make these decisions.
With your kitchen cabinets and stuff, too.
Yeah, kitchen cabinets, too, yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back right after this. You are listening to...
Mighty House.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House will return.
You see this hammer in my hand?
Yeah, I'm gonna find that sad finder. What does it look like?
And a level.
What is a level?
Don't you know what a level is?
Yeah, it's something you advance to in a video game.
It's Mighty House. Call Mighty House now at 847-475-1590. And get all your answers from the experts.
This is Mighty House.
All right. You can join us on Facebook Live right now, brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at mightyhouse.net, tunein.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is @MightyHouse. All right, there you go.
You know what? I inadvertently lied.
Well, you did.
I did. This toilet seat doesn't list for $8.99. It's $12.99.
$12.99.
Yeah, it's got the remote control and the heated.
That's the problem with inflation. The thing went up $400 in less than an hour.
Okay,
the Kohler does have some for $8.99.
But if you're already there doing your business, what do you need the remote for? What does the remote do?
Well, what I would do is I would keep that out on my nightstand so that, the boss is in there, you can mess with her.
Oh, there you go.
Well, people usually put it on the wall. It's just easier, it's easier to do it up here where you can see everything.
But
sometimes.
It's right there. It's right next to you.
I know, but some people are farsighted or nearsighted and, wider than others. And
oh,
maybe
you might push
the
wrong button and get squirted where you don't want to be squirted.
Yeah, they might
have
extra flesh that hangs over that. I don't know. Why not have a remote? We have remotes for everything else in our lives.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the day when you can.
It's just some things
just
that
just
should be left
phone.
Alone. I think.
Maybe it's to preheat the seat because you're not ready to go yet, but you're getting close. So you hit the remote, preheat the seat, so that way when you get there, it's already done. Maybe that's what it's for.
Maybe.
Maybe I don't know.
Yeah.
you say if I ever use one, I'm gonna want one. But
yeah, you are.
I don't know.
Oh, you are.
I don't know.
We have them in our Mokena showroom and Morton Grove. They Mokena and Lincoln Avenue both have them in the bathrooms. You can actually go test drive it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
You go to Lincoln Avenue?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Like Morton Grove, too.
Yeah.
I was there last week.
Yeah, go test drive them.
No, thank you. No.
See Ron walk in the front door, Crawford, with his magazine under his arm, going, just test drive. Should be out in less than an hour.
Newspaper
rolled up underneath my arm. Unless that dryer doesn't blow real warm,
So grab your favorite newspaper, roll it up, put it under your arm, find your nearest Crawford Supply, go test drive that sucker. Yes.
And if it gets really popular, you guys will have to do like CarMax. You'll have to reserve the bathroom for the test drive.
Have a sign-up sheet outside.
Yes.
So you can go around, do some window shopping. Wait.
Pick a number, please. Ron would get number 44.
Right. 44, ladies, that's me.
We need the remote control to get people out of there. Okay, turn it to cold water. Get them out.
Exactly. That's unbelievable.
They actually have one that's just uses, there's nothing electrical about it. It just has a handle and it uses water from the holding tank.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it does the bidet action. And you just twist the
it rinses you with toilet water.
Yes.
Because once it goes in the tank, it's toilet water.
I know.
And it freaks people out. But it's that's clean water. It's like
it
putting water in a pitcher.
It's just,
well, unless you don't wash your tank out.
Yeah.
Who washes their tank
that's
out?
Me! Woo! I'm just cold cuss today.
I thought it was your turn in the job.
That was like $100.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you can get cleansed for $100.
Wow.
With your toilet tank water. I know. Okay. I live in a well. It'll be really cold.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I just.
If you have a well, would you in time have a rust ring on your ass?
Yeah. So I was.
Yeah, you need a new softener.
We actually installed these. It's a sprayer. It's a handheld sprayer, like you have. The old kind you used to have on the kitchen sink, where you pull out and you push. Mm-hmm. They had those that you hook up to the cold water line for your toilet.
Yeah.
So that way, it just hangs on the side of the tank, and you can just take the wand then and use that. But it's not heated.
No. You're just using that to clean the toilet?
I don't know what it's for. We installed two of them.
Oh.
And these people are
from
Europe. I
don't know what it's for.
I mean, I can kind of guess what it's for, but it looks like the kitchen sprayer, but it hooks up on the water line coming
seen that.
Comes with all the parts to just reconnect it from the valve up to the tank. And it's got a T in there with a little diverter valve, and it just hangs on the side of the tank. Yeah. But it's not preheated water.
No.
So I don't know what you'd use that business for.
Well.
Well, you just run hot water to your toilets during construction.
Oh, there you go.
But even that doesn't work because then, you know, if it's hot.
It's hot, right. It's not mixing.
Well, that's not a good place to get burned.
No, that's or you do the courtesy flush, and that'll get rid of the cold water. And that's in the
courtesy
pipe.
Flush. Yes, that's why we buy 1.2 gallon flushes so that we can flush them three times and save water.
Yeah, that'll get the warm water there, but not the hot water. So you do the one courtesy flush, it'll just balance it out just perfect.
Nice.
We got this all figured out.
Yeah, that's it. All right. Now all we need to do is go to Crawford Supply and figure it all out.
Yes.
So you could bring, though, you could probably bring, they make a valve that will, like a temperature valve that you could mount underneath there. So you have a hot and cold come in, go into a temperature, preset temperature valve. Right. Right? And then go to the toilet.
I think it's just easier to buy one of these toilet seats.
Because that'll preheat the water right there.
It heats the water for you.
It's done.
You can set what temperature you want it at, too. And it remembers two different bottoms.
What?
Yeah. If you can program it like your favorite.
So there's just like in the
car wash display and then Di's favorite car wash display.
So it's like the seats that have the memory seats. So you hit the one or two, depending on who's driving, it automatically sets up for that person.
Right.
Okay.
See?
Johnny's down. Johnny's down with this thing. He's on it. He's like, give it to me. I got this thing. He's all over it. I don't know that I need all that business, but, you know, that's
I think once you have it, you must have it.
That's what our clients, everyone I have installed, that's what our clients say.
Yeah.
And one of them had the $5,000 toilet that played music and all that stuff, and he was selling tickets to his friends. he had raffle tickets he was selling. Here, come and use my toilet, you know, taking turns.
I'm going to have mine installed before the next Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because I think this is year 30 for me hosting Thanksgiving, so I got to take it up a couple notches.
Oh, okay. So here's what we need to do then.
Mm.
Give me a call.
He wants to Facebook Live everything. Yeah. I'm not sure your family's going to appreciate that. It's running it through his little head right now, trying to figure out how to pull this off.
Right. How do we Facebook Live the installation of this and the test drive? The test drive is the part that's getting a little confusing.
Yeah. Well, I think you need to be the one test driving it because you've not used it before.
No, I won't test drive it. No, I'll do the installation.
Okay.
We'll get it all hooked up.
Yeah.
And then maybe we just close the door and you'd have to just hear what's going on. I don't know.
Listen to see if he's oohing, on, cooing, giggling, squeaking. Yeah. Woo! Ooh, that's cold.
Too hot.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't know.
So now the funniest thing, just as long as we're staying on really stupid subjects, like soft closed toilet seats.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We have them in our house, you know. Right. And I love when you go visit somebody and they don't have one. Uh-huh. You go use the bathroom, you hit the seat because you're ready to walk out. Bam!
Yes.
Like, sorry, that was me. I didn't know you had a cheap toilet seat.
Yeah, you're so used to the soft clothes, you don't even think about it.
Yeah, you just knock them down. It's like, right. Why are you slamming my toilet seat, man? Sorry.
It was an accident.
Yeah. I think that's funny. Everybody needs soft clothes toilet seats.
Yeah.
Enough of us just for the kids, because the kids don't care.
No.
They lift it up, throw it down. It
dogs don't care either.
No. No. So does your dog take your nose, lifts up the seat to get, he lifts
it up? Yeah, because it's well water. It's really cold.
Yeah. Yeah.
He can also unlock the back door, the patio door.
Uh-huh.
He can unlock it and then open it.
And lets himself out.
And lets himself out. But, you know, which is great. And if it's unlocked, he can open it from the outside and let himself back in. But we never taught him how to close the door after himself, and that was the problem.
One flaw in the logic,
Yeah, he's 14, and he can do this. Mm.
Well, so here's what you do.
Yeah.
You put a self-closer on it. Just put a door closer on it. It'll get it open. It'll close behind him. It's done.
Awesome.
You know, and do a soft close so it doesn't have to close very hard.
Yeah, that's what I need.
See?
Yeah. Or you get a remote.
That's what we do here. We solve
teach
your
him
problems.
To press the button problems. On the remote.
Yeah.
He would too.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it works. We just do that, see? You could call here. We got your answer.
I know. You guys have all the answers.
We'll solve them. May not be logical sometimes the way we solve them, but we'll solve them. So
we may not make this perfectly clear, but.
Yes, exactly. Mm.
So So another thing, too, I got to get a shout out to, and I hopefully the guy's still around. So down in Tinley Park, remember, we had a guy that was making filler. You know, the
filler.
No, I'm sorry, I just drew a blank. Yeah, good filler.
Yes.
Good filler. I believe that he's from Tinley Park.
Okay.
So I had to build a little woodworking project last week, and I had some tear out in my plywood.
Okay, hang on.
Wait,
hang
what's filler?
Good filler.
Good filler. It's it's like wood filler. You know, like you fill nail heads and screws and things like that.
Okay.
Like when you're doing something.
Yeah.
Well, his product is all water-based, so it's safe. Comes in some colors, but I use the white mostly.
Yeah.
Like even if it dries out a little in the can, you just add a little water. You can stir it back up and get it creamy and use it. It doesn't shrink, which is really big because if it shrinks, you know, you got to keep doing it over and over.
Right.
It is paintable and stainable. Well, I gave it the ultimate stain test last week. I used a little of his darker color one in some white, and I fixed some small chips in the edge of this plywood.
Right.
They stained the top, got it all done, urethane. You can't find a single spot. It took the stain so perfectly.
Wow.
So, yeah. So if you're looking for a good wood filler, and I think he only sells it online, but it's good filler.
Yeah. Good F-I-L-L-A.
F-I-L-L-A.
Yes. Yeah. He sent us some.
But yeah, he sent us some samples, and I had to give him a shout out. I was really impressed. I mean, I liked it when I did all my white trim.
Yeah.
But that was kind of a no-brainer. I'm painting over it. But the way it worked with stain, that was the first time I'd done that. And I'm like, oh, I'm sold on this stuff.
Yeah. We had it in the shop, and it disappeared real fast. It was gone. The guys used it up. They really liked it. So, all right, we're going to take a quick break. I think this is it. Next segment is what we learned today. I think we'll do that coming back.
So that'll be a short segment.
Yes, it will. We'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House will return.
See, I work construction. I build things. I don't know if y'all realize the pressure a man like me's got on him.
This is Mighty House.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. All right. Kind of like the show wrap-up, we got to get out of here in a couple minutes. We've got Gina's out there and Carl and the whole gang. They're talking motorcycles, I think. I almost rode
open
in
road
today.
Radio, they're definitely something like that.
Yep, open road radio is coming up next. I almost rode the bike in today, but I was going down the freeway yesterday. I saw all that salt dust flying in the air.
Yeah.
And I've ridden in the past when you get out there, it's a nice day, but then all that salt dust is in there.
Yep.
And you just taste all that salt in your mouth. Ugh.
Dirt and everything.
Well,
I know.
Just carry some pepper, even it out.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, so I almost rode in today, but I might have to take off a little bit later on this afternoon and go for a ride because it is getting pretty nice. It's going to be in the 40s here. So it's balmy weather.
I was just
going
to ask you that. What's the temperature? It's showing 36 right now.
What?
Yeah.
I said it was showing 36 degrees. Oh, it warmed up. It's 37.
Yeah. Yeah. See, it's nice. So it get outside today. It's a good day to get out there. Go walk around your house. Make sure they're, you know, look at all the soffits.
Get your Christmas lights down.
Yes, if you still have them up. And, you know, check things out. Make sure the sub pumps are flowing the right way. Make sure your hose bibs are disconnected and aren't frozen up and split, that kind of stuff. Check all your downspouts. Make sure everything's working good. And, you know, get ready because, you know, the cold's coming back soon. It's not over yet. It's gonna
want it to be over.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
I want to put the top down on the car.
Yeah, well, you can still do that.
I know.
It doesn't matter what temperature it is. You can always do it.
Well, 50 degrees is usually...
That's your cutoff?
Yeah. Sunny and 50 degrees, and then you don't notice the cold. And then...
Yeah, but if you put the seat heater on and turn the...
Yeah, then you get down to 43 degrees when it's 43 degrees. Yeah. I think that's the coldest that I've had the top down. That was with my nephews in the back seat.
Oh, yeah.
They were bundled up.
They had to be cold.
I had the heat seat. Yeah. I know. I felt bad for them a little bit.
A little bit. They probably told you to do it, though.
They did. They did. I'm like,
okay,
all right.
Here you go.
I'm going to be warm because I've got my heat seater.
Uh-huh.
Seat heater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. All right, so what did we learn today, Rich? What did you learn today? Did we learn anything today?
I don't know.
Today?
I wasn't keeping notes.
I learned that I don't want a bidet seat.
What?
From Kohler.
You don't want one?
I don't want one.
I don't think so. Di would like one for her birthday.
Yeah?
Yeah, she called me and told me.
Okay. We'll see how that goes over.
I think the most important thing I learned today was that if somebody demands payment right away, then it's probably a scam.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to go to Publix, the grocery store there, and try that out. And then I get all my groceries and they demand payment, I'm going, yeah, this is some kind of scam. The BBB guy told me, if you ask for money right away, it's probably a scam.
There you go.
Or we'll do it on a bar tab. That might even be better.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. So. That's it. So, yeah, we had Steve on earlier from the BBB. And if you missed it, you want to go back and listen, you can. Just go to mightyhouse.net, click on the on-demand page, and later today we'll have this show posted. You can also go to Facebook and click at Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and it'll get posted up there. It'll be live. And you can just re-listen to the whole show right there on Facebook Live, too, if you want. So,
yes, because it's exciting. Cool.
So what'd you learn today, Sherry?
I learned that possibly even I could change one switch to a two switch. Possibly.
You could actually rewire the switch, light switch.
Believe me, I'm thinking about my house, and I'm like, oh.
If you wanted to switch the fan, be able to turn it on and off, didn't want to go over and pull the chain on it.
Right.
You want to switch it off right by the wall, you could do that.
Well, and I have a ceiling fan that doesn't have a pull chain. Uh-huh. It had a remote, and the remote died.
Ah. Is it a Casablanca?
It might be. Yeah.
Okay. Some of those have...
It's not a Hunter, though, I don't think.
No? Because some of those, actually, you need the switch for that manufacturer in order for those to work.
Yeah, because I tried a universal one. Yeah. It was not universal.
Well, it's universal except for the electronic-controlled ones, like the Casablancas.
Yeah.
Casablancas...
Well, then it's not universal.
Exactly. It's quasi-universal.
It's universal for the cheapy fans, you know?
Yeah.
The
I'm sorry,
I didn't see
the asterisk and go down and read the fine print. It says, except for this Casablanca with electronic
controls.
Except
the one
controls.
You have, Sherry.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you've got the Casablanca, you need to go get the Casablanca switch.
All right.
So, and all the electrical supply houses, I'll have those, and you can pick those up. And then you just rewire that in. Boom, done, you're rocking and rolling.
Cool, because I need to rock and roll.
Yeah. Well, right now it's not bad. You don't need your fan, but... When the spring comes.
Menopause. No, we need
mental
fan.
Pause?
Yeah. We like the fans going all the time.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, because then we don't overheat the engine.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Good. So, yeah, you can do
nice.
That.
Nice.
You can do that.
Ron, what'd you learn today?
Like I said, I don't want one of those toilet
you
seats.
You want one.
No, I don't.
You want two.
I want two.
Yes, one for each bathroom.
I don't want no water spraying back in there in my business. I don't want any of that stuff.
But the seat would be warm.
And wet
for you.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And it blow dries. Yeah, I know all that. Yeah, forget it. I'll save that for Johnny, cuz Johnny wants one of those seats, so he can take that seat. It'll be okay.
Do you have one, Rich, in your house?
No. I've never given it any thought to do it. And I've really, it's not a discussion the wife and I've had. I don't even know if she knows they make them.
Well, once she does.
There's certain literature you do not bring home.
Yes.
It leads to projects and stuff.
That's why I don't take the
Boston. Unfortunately, she's listening today.
Oh,
so
no.
She just heard all that, so I'm screwed either way.
That's why I never take the boss to any of our job sites. I don't want her to see what we're capable of.
Yeah.
You know? No, honey, it's got to stay that way.
No, we just put up screen doors.
Yeah, that trim that's falling off, it's supposed to be like that.
It's artistic.
Yeah. Yeah, the gouge
it's
in the floor.
It's made to expand and contract. Yeah. If you nailed it tight, the paint would crack.
Exactly. You can't do that. There we go. Okay. Music started. Got to get out of here. Thanks for sitting in for Robbie today, Sherry. I appreciate it.
Always a blast. Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. Your information one more time, Sherry.
I'm Sherry Winchester Schultz from Crawford Supply. We sell plumbing and cabinetry, anything that water goes through, from sump pumps and water heaters and big pipes down in the ground to toilet bidet seats. Come and see me in Itasca or Morton Grove or Mokina or Lincoln Avenue, 3900 North Lincoln Avenue in Chicago.
Excellent. All right. CrawfordSupply.com, I believe, or is it just Crawford.com?
CrawfordSupply.com.
CrawfordSupply.com. Check it out. It's really cool. They got a lot of cool stuff there. Great showrooms, too. So, all right. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at MightyHouse.net and on our Mighty House YouTube channel. Conversation continues all week long on Facebook and Twitter. Just check us out there. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. All right, next week we'll have another tip of the week, and we'll have the Clutter Clarity. In between that, we'll be taking your phone calls. Want to say thanks to Steve Burness for joining us today, and Sherry Schultz. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Really like having it on. It's good. And Steve's always good to have on.
Yep. He is. It's always good. And I think my voice is about to just crack right now. It's almost done.
Yeah. So need more water.
Need more water. There we go. For Rich Cowgill, Robbie Earhart, Sherry Schultz, I'm Ron Cowgill. Keep it square and level.
Until next Saturday.
All right.
You know, you could do something.
What's that?
If you have any questions during the week, you can always post them on Facebook and Twitter. Join us next Saturday for more home infotainment. Mighty House is a Square and Level Media production.
Mighty House.